You decided to go with a tiered system for hospitals, but not for providers. Can you explain a little bit about what a tiered system is and what prompted the change?
It is our normal network of doctors and hospitals. And what the tiering does is we went out in the marketplace and asked for discounts specific to the healthcare.gov benefit plan. So these are really for individuals where price is everything. And we asked them if they could help us bring more cost-effective programs to the marketplace. And if we got them, they were in the preferred status. If they couldn't give us exactly what they want or they were lower cost, we had this middle ground, which is enhanced. And then everybody else is in standard.
Am I going to see a raise in cost for the hospitals that aren't in the top of the tier? Or is it just that the ones that are now preferred have lower costs?
In this benefit program, it's actually, you'll see a lower cost for those that are preferred. It's simply that those hospitals that came through with a lower cost to us, we're passing it on to our consumer and saying you'll pay a little bit less when you go to one of those.
So what is a preferred provider anyway?
It simply is one of our participating facilities that has basically accepted a deeper discount.
So how do consumers figure this out when they need care about what hospitals are preferred and what's not?
Mm-hmm. So communication of any insurance product proves to be difficult. My best advice is if you're one of our members and you carry a Blue Cross Blue Shield card, turn it over and call the toll-free number on the back. You'll get an immediate answer. If you're a prospective customer interested in perhaps buying Blue Cross Blue Shield benefits on healthcare.gov, et cetera, best advice I can give you is there's lots of navigators in the community. We've worked extensively with the navigators to do that. Insurance brokerage firms, we've done that. And again, if you call into one of our toll-free numbers, we'll get you the answer as well.
Now consumers have to navigate tiers, and they have fewer plans this year to choose from than they did when the marketplace first opened. Some say this is just pigeonholing people into narrower and narrower networks with less and less choice about how consumers use their healthcare. Is this true? And if so, why or why not?
In our case, I don't think it's true. I mean, there's obviously an expense to bringing more products to the marketplace. We've not restricted or limited provider access in any manner. It's the same network as all of our other products. What is different is how much you as a consumer pay depending on which facility you use.
So, and this is not strictly related to tiers, but, you know, this is a big discussion point in the media across the country now. Republican leaders have said that they will take a little bit more time repealing the ACA than originally discussed. How will this decision impact Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, West Virginia, and the decisions you make about rates, you know, kind of taking into account the uncertainty that still exists at this point?
So we've been very vocal with anybody who will listen, but certainly with our elected officials, our regulators, both federally and in the state. And the two words that I would sort of use is one is we need some stability as an industry, and we need some sustainability. So stability, understanding there needs to be change. And I mean, certainly we've stepped up and done a lot of investments. As I said, we right from the get-go have been available in all 55 counties and want to work with that. But we were just, like I said, hoping to get stable in this environment. But sustainability is important because some of the parts of the Accountable Care Act that are not as visible to the public but are very important, such as the subsidies, cost-sharing reduction revenues, hopefully reinsurance pools, some of the design features of that, if it's changed, we'll deal with it. We'll react to it. But we're hoping it's in a way that can make it sustainable for private carriers, commercial carriers like us, so we can stay in the market.